Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to the Lamb, glory to the Lamb, glory to the Lamb, glory to the Lamb. Everybody say
glory.
Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. You have tuned into another episode of Tehillah Worship, and it is January 1st, 2017. Amen, amen. All of us, I'm sure all of us know somebody who did not make it to this day, but you are here. And I am so glad that you are sitting under the sound of my voice on this evening. The word of God says in Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, verse 6 says, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will uphold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name. I like that. Let me say that again. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I will tell you of them. Therefore, we should sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitants thereof, let them give glory unto the Lord, and declare his praise in the isles. Merciful God, we give you glory because you are, your name is the Lord. And God, we dare not give your praise. We bless you, God. We thank you and we love you. We adore you. We exalt you and we celebrate you. Oh, Holy Father, from the bottom of our hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the depth of our souls, do we give you gratitude, Lord God, and exaltation, Lord God? Do we adore you, Lord God, and declare your glory and honor, Lord God? Bless you, O Holy Father, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, for truly you are worthy to be praised. God, we bless you for bringing us into 2017. Thank you, O God, for being with us when others left. Thank you, O Lord God, for keeping us here when you called others home. Thank you, God, for protecting us for 365 days, oh Lord God, from danger seen and unseen, oh God. You overcame sicknesses and diseases, oh God, brought us, oh God, through trials and tough days, hard times, stress, struggles, distress, and frustration. God, you are worthy to be praised. And then on top of that, God, you blessed us beyond measure, Lord God. You were better to us than we could be to ourselves, oh God. You saw us through situations and into the promises of God, and we just praise you and thank you for it in the name of Jesus. You are worthy to be praised, and so as your word says, give you glory. We give you glory, for you are the Lord, and that is your name, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And beside you, there is none other. And so we thank you in Jesus' name. Oh, God, I pray that this evening will be a time for the people of God will just press into your presence will make and cut new covenant with you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Make a vow unto you, Lord God, with their mouths, with their hearts, with their souls, and with their spirits, O God. And they will seek you for strength that they might live out their vow before you throughout this year. And God, I thank you. I bless you, Lord God, for the grace, for the peace, and for the power of your word, that it will edify us even on this evening. And so we declare, God, glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. And we honor and bless you in the name of Jesus. This is Tehillah worship. This is Tehillah worship. I am so glad to have you here with me.
Glory to the Lamb.
Amen.
We sing glory to the Lamb. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. One more time. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Take away the sins of the world. Amen, amen, amen. I bless God. Amen. All right, I'm a little excited. I'm a little excited, but I'm going to get myself together. This is Tehillah Worship, and I am your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks. And I am here tonight, as always, except for those few times where I may take a vacation, take a day off or something like that. But tonight I am here to just guide you into an opportunity, into a time of worship and meditation in your own private space. I want to encourage you tonight, even as you posture yourself, to look over the vantage points from where you sit now into 2017 and prepare your heart and mind to what the Lord God has you to do on this year, even on this week. I just invite you to let the Holy Spirit pour into you. I invite you to, as always, to take the word of God that was ministered on this afternoon in your New Year Day service. I put that S on there. I'm sorry. And just meditate on that word. I also encourage those to pray on this evening, to set your heart and your mind on what God would have you to do or what God is just giving you to pray. This is that time. These are the moments for that. And so we will enter in and begin, as always, nothing new, nothing different tonight, in the time of meditation, time of prayer and intercession, a time of soaking in the presence of the Lord. And so this is that time. This is Tehillah Worship.
Can't you see the signs of the time? Don't you know that the time is short? And soon the Lord, He will return. Will you be punished or get your reward? There'll be no more time to get it right when the Lord, when He cracks the sky. So just keep your hand in His hand and be ready when Jesus comes. Oh, won't you be ready?
He is a wonderful God. Amen, amen. It's a new year. Amen. I pray that you enjoyed that and got to get into his presence. Let me add something on top of that. Here's the cherry on top. I bet these songs that I'm playing tonight, I have been hearing them all week, especially this one.
Thank you. gospel. Hallelujah. I love the fact that there are some prayers, some requests, some pleas that we can make unto God, and we know that He will answer them. Love of God, overflow, permeate my soul, God. Because I know that when I feel your love, when I'm filled with your love, I am filled with you. Amen, amen. I just want to share this with you on this evening because it is the new year. And you might want to get a word for the new year. I know I received a word on this morning. I definitely want to share this with you. We are reading the Bible in 2017, reading from Genesis to Revelation, and I'm sure many of you have, but for those that have not, or those that have, going to do it again, I invite you to join me in it. We are actually doing it with the goal of getting 1,000 people to read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation this year. And so I invite you to use this as a discipleship tool, as an evangelistic tool, as a edifying tool, however you want to use it. Reach out to your friends, engage your family, even your children, grandchildren, whoever's in your household, whoever's in your sphere of influence. And if you are interested, everything that you need is on our website, www.graceteachingcenter.org. And it ain't too late to get started, because we started today and you can start reading in the book of Genesis. And so I was reading in the book of Genesis today. And of course, it's impossible to read it and not get something out of it. And so I got caught up in the third chapter, about the sixth verse. And those that are familiar with it know that that's where Eve was tempted by the serpent. And I just kept reading over the sixth verse. And it says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to her eyes and a tree to desire to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also her husband with her, and he did eat. Now, this is what I was getting out of this, and this is definitely why I want to share this, because I believe that this is a word for 2017. And we start our every year, you know, you got a slogan, you got a mantra, somebody, you know, some of y'all have things that you're confessing throughout the year, and I ain't mad at you. Amen. Do what is in line with the word of God. And I truly believe that this that God just spoke to me really speaks to it. I really just was thinking, why, God, why are you showing this to me? And so I just want to start off by letting everybody in here know, everybody that's listening know, that your 2017 will have you link up with people to do something greater than what you can do by yourself. I really believe that. I really believe that your 2017 is going to bring you in relationship and covenant relationship and partnership with people that you need to do to accomplish what God is desiring for you to accomplish in this year, maybe even over the next 2 years, or even to establish something for your household. And so what I was seeing in this, and what I was just thinking about, and, you know, I'm not releasing a doctrine. I'm not saying that this is just something that I think that the Bible is saying, but it was just something that I was thinking about. Why did Adam eat the fruit? Why did Adam eat the fruit? Why didn't he resist? Now, I understand that, you know, I'm not trying to, again, not trying to add anything to the word of God. We understand that God spoke to Adam first, then it was Eve, so on and so forth. And so Eve knew not to eat the fruit, because Adam knew not to eat the fruit. But of course, that means then Adam knew not to eat the fruit. Now, I'm going to tell you what I was thinking while I was reading this today. It was what deficiencies and weaknesses were in Adam that even though he knew as well not to eat the fruit, he ate the fruit. Because we spend a whole lot of time blaming Eve and never ask why Adam didn't reject it. And then I started to think, well, maybe, and it's not in the Bible, so I'm not adding this to the Bible, but I just started to think, Was Adam also having conversations with the serpent? Was Adam also having engagements with the enemy? That's not recorded in the Bible. And again, I'm not saying that it is. I'm just presenting this because my thought and my concern for everyone, including myself, is that we need to think about the people that we're in partnership with, people that we're going to be partnering with, and begin to pray for them. Begin to cover them in prayer. Begin to saturate their lives, saturate their environment, saturate their situations in prayer. Because the reality is this, we really would have been all right if Eve just ate the apple, but not Adam. But it is because Adam ate the apple that all of us are messed up. And so you have the vision, you have the desire, you have the drive, but the thing that God is calling you to do in 2017, you can't do it on your own. And so he's going to partner you with somebody. He's going to link you up with somebody. And I am just encouraging you to become prayer even now before you meet that person. Become prayer for that person because you don't know what deficiencies they have. You don't know what struggles they have. Now, they may be great in one area of their life, and that is what's going to benefit you and what's going to help you in what you're supposed to be doing. But they may also have a deficiency. They may also have a level of bondage. They may also have a struggle that could possibly thwart the plan of God over your life as you have linked up with that person. Think about somebody. You're doing something with somebody who's great with money, but they also have a gambling addiction. So you want to consider. I want to encourage you to just begin to pray for the people that God is sending in your life this year. Pray for their purpose. Pray for their vision. Pray for their strength. Pray for their souls and their salvations. Pray that God gives them liberty and breakthrough and victory and makes them more than conquerors and that they embrace these things. Pray that they are not just postured and positioned where they need to be so that when you walk through the door and through the blessings and supposed to meet them at that appointed time, not just that they are there, but they are there and equipped to do what they're supposed to do and not get lost in the process. Now I was thinking about something because, again, I probably feel like I was adding to the word when I talked about Adam and Eve. And so I don't want to add to the word, but I was thinking about the relationships in the Word of God where the stronger person should have prayed for and needed to pray for the weaker person. And immediately I thought about Deborah, or some would pronounce it Deborah, and Barak, and Barak, not the president, but he was a judge in the book of Judges, the fourth chapter. And I love this. I love this about Deborah because she was a prophetess and a judge, and she told Barak, she said to him, I'm looking at chapter 4, verse 6, and it says, and she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinadab, and out of Kadesh Naphtali, and said unto him, hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded thee, saying, go and draw toward Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and of the children of Zebulun, and I will draw unto thee to the river of Kishon Sisera, and the captain of Jabin's army with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thine hand. Now, we understand that the judges were supposed to stand before the enemies of God for the people of God. They were who God appointed to be his representative, not kings, not presidents, judges. They were appointed by God, and they followed God. Is the judge who followed God. I love what she did. She word to bring a prophetic word that he had not heard before, which I so love when prophetic words are confirming and not confusing. And so I love this. She said, didn't the Lord tell you? Did he not tell you to go? I'm sorry, I forgot. Jabin's army. Jabin, who was the captain of the army of the king of Canaan. Who had Israel bound up. And so God was telling Barak, go get him. I'm going to put him in your hands. I'm going to give him to you. You're going to defeat him. And Barak's problem was that he didn't want to go by himself. And so he said, Deborah, I'll go if you go with me. You don't want somebody, God, you don't want God to partner you with somebody who's then going to be weak and lazy and don't want to do their work and don't want to pull their weight, or most importantly, don't want to fulfill their purpose. I feel sorry for people who partner with somebody's business and then they find themselves doing all the work. Or you marry somebody and they'll support you. They don't protect you. They don't provide. I don't bring anything into the home. They are bad. They suck things out. Pray for the people that God is sending you to partner with. God is sending to your life to partner with. And the reality is, and even in this story of Barak and Deborah, he didn't need to be partnered with her. God already had them. And so I believe that there are people God will bring into your life just so that you can show them and reveal them how mighty they are, how strong they already are, and how the hand of God is already on their lives, which is just the last thing I really want to encourage you, is that you do pray that God's hand be on you and everything that you do, because he says, I deliver them into thine hand. And so may God's providence be over your life, may God's blessing be over your life, and may God's presence for you, and that he allows you to enter into. Let every door be open unto you. Pray for the people. Pray for the people that God is bringing into your life. In Jesus' name. pray that you are blessed by this music and this ministry and the time of prayer and meditation. And I invite you to join me again next week, same time, same station. As well, I encourage you to join us as we're reading the Bible this year. So if you haven't started yet, go to www.graceteachingcenter.org and find our Reading the Bible in the Year, the Names of God calendar. And you can download readings for each month for the entire year. They're already on the website, or you can follow along with it just every year, every day, bookmark it on your device, on your laptop, desktop, computer, a tablet or whatever. And again, I just invite you to join us every day. Get somebody involved as well and just be edified by reading and reading the Word of God. And so to that, I bless you. I thank God for you. And I pray that God blesses you throughout this week. I hope to see you again. I hope you join us next week on Tehillah Worship. Good night and God bless.